You know, events change things and things happen. And then a new spirit comes on people. A spirit of hope and a spirit of, we're excited to move forward. You know, the spirits of people ebb and flow and they come up and down. They change. But God can also give a spirit. He can give a man a spirit after a prophet. A prophet of old. Returned. As if returned from the dead. But in a new man. The prophet has now been realized. And there was John. And in the end time, surely, once again, that's why Christ says, Elijah verily cometh first. Because Elijah is going to come again and prepare the way of Christ. When he comes to return, he's going to send forth Elijah again. Again in spirit. He's going to come forth. And restore things. And what does he do? What did John do to restore things? He returned the preaching to God, as far as the way, you know, the scribes and Pharisees had already thought they had already returned to God. They had begun to teach the law and all this and that and the other, and it had become corrupt. And so the Christian church has also become corrupt. And so we need a prophet to come forth to begin straighten things out. Things have to be straightened out in the right spirit, in that spirit and power of Elijah. To declare the things that ought to be, to dress down those that got to be dressed down, to speak the truth. In the forceful way that Elijah and John did. That's what needs to be done. To prepare the way for Christ. Because I tell you, the men that lead us today lead us astray. The other day I turned on the radio just to listen what they had to say. And I didn't find a lot of fault per se. Except just that the whole thing is faulty. They talk with no meaning. They yammer and stammer, and I hear nothing. I literally hear nothing. They talk about a lot of talk. And I hear a lot of hearing. But I do not hear the voice of Elijah. I do not hear the voice of Christ. You know, it's a lot of milk toast. And they talk about meat. But for the meat, join our conference. For the meat, buy our tape series. Support this ministry. And our great work in making great works. And our great work in making great seminars. It's like a corporate enterprise. God wrote a lot about money. He wants you to know how to take care of your money. How to make the most of your money. That's why I wrote this book on how to manage your finances for Christians. And by the Spirit of God, I know it's all wrong. It's all destitute of the truth. Because they don't speak according to this word. Verse 14, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead. insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Some spirits require prayer and fasting. Sometimes God won't hear your prayers without some sort of sacrifice made. Prayer and fasting. Preparation made. You know, the symptoms seem a lot like epilepsy. But that does not mean that this was epilepsy or that epilepsy itself is caused by an evil spirit. But this man had a spirit which appeared a lot like epilepsy. But it's not just causing him to, you know, foam and have a seizure. He's actually being thrown into the fire, thrown into the water. You know, the rending definitely makes me think of a seizure. It seizes him. But also the throwing him into the waters and so on and so forth. Jesus chastises them for their lack of faith. As that they didn't do more. They didn't try prayer and fasting. They just kept trying to cast him out the way it had always worked, and it wasn't working. And of course, this causes a stir. Oh, gee, I see you guys can't do it, huh? And the scribes are questioning, and they're, everyone would like to see this man helped. And they were having a dispute, or not so much a dispute, as they were asking him questions. Well, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? I mean, because they'd been healing a lot of people. I don't know how hostile the scribes are at this point. Because they're the teachers of the law, and it doesn't seem that hostile, but just that it was a bit of a to-do, a bit of a hubbub about this incident, because his disciples couldn't do anything, and they had been doing things. They had been healing the sick. They had been casting out devils in the name of Jesus. And so there was a bit of a question about this. Everyone's kind of getting into the act here. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Can you believe that all things are possible to one who believes? Verse 23. Does that mean anything you believe is possible if you believe in it? No. No. If you believe you can fly, you'll fly. He means that in regards to the kingdom of God. Everything has got to be contextualized. Jesus isn't just out there spouting platitudes just to just be like, hey, anyone who believes, just believe in yourself and you can do anything. No, but rather, when we believe God, we can have